Okay, so we are looking about a month out, a little more than a month out, to October 22nd. This is it's a major national day every year for the last, this will be the 17th year now, October 22nd. It's a national day of protest to stop police brutality, repression, and the criminalization of a generation. What's the significance of this? Maybe you could talk a little bit about what this, where this came from, what is this protest, but also what's the significance of it this year, coming off the George Zimmerman verdict, coming off the recent hunger strike among prisoners in California, coming off the, you know, at a time when there's a lot happening in society and in the culture, raising the question of the condition and the treatment historically and today of black people in this country and other oppressed peoples. What do you, at a time of slow genocide, what do you think we need to be understanding at this moment and doing to act on that understanding, looking towards October 22nd?
Okay, well, this year it's the 18th annual National Day of Protest to Stop Police Brutality, Repression, and the Criminalization of a Generation. And where this came from was back in the 1990s, a few of us begin to talk about, like, look, all across the country, police are brutalizing and even murdering people and getting away with it. And we have to take the resistance of this to a national level and develop it further. We have to bring together, you know, broad sections of people, not just those who have to deal with this all the time, but we need to bring broad sections of people into this fight against police brutality and police murder. And we have to take people whose lives have been devastated by this and actually mobilize them to come out and speak about what had happened to them, what had happened to their loved one, what it did to their families, to bring that out and make that exposure very widely known. Because what would happen is the police would kill somebody and then this person would be demonized, and the actual truth of what happened and the fact that most of the people killed by police were unarmed, not involved in criminal activity, was not something that very many people knew about. So that's what we were moving to do back in 1996, and it was an interesting array of people, you know. Food Not Bombs, which was an anarchist, was the guy who had organized that. The Move family was involved in it. National Lawyers Guild. And we got a number of family members of people who had been murdered by the police and brutalized by the police who were involved in bringing that together. And then as you trace it over the years, there have been things like involving people who were mobilizing around the killing of immigrants on the border, you know, and bringing that in. Also involving gay and lesbian groups. And one very important period for that was in the late 90s, 1998, I believe, when the police in New York had vamped on people who were holding a vigil around Matthew Shepard, who was a gay man who was beaten to death, you know, outside a bar out in somewhere in the Northwest. I forget exactly where. And the NYPD was like, no, you will not be allowed to hold a vigil around this and brutalize people who did it. And then October 22nd came a little bit after that, and we welcomed people who had been involved in that vigil to be a part of this, because this was a question of the society officially saying that this young gay man's life was worthless, and people who wanted to express something around it did not have the right to do that. So that's been the way that October 22nd has developed, and the way that it has brought together diverse kinds of people. And at this moment, it is very, very important that this day be marked, because we're talking about something that has continually and been a part of this society. It isn't like it's gone away. It's in fact intensified. And the repression has intensified, and the criminalization of a generation has also intensified. We also have to bring into it, and have brought into it, the way in which Arabs, Muslims, and South Asians have been targeted and demonized since September 11, 2001. That's been another important part of it. And there's just been a recent exposure about just how widespread the spying on those sections of people have come down. And it is very important that right now, in the wake of the Trayvon verdict, when so many people, one, for a lot of people, had their eyes open to the fact that this kind of criminalization goes down in society and is a widespread feature of it. And the way that for so many other people who knew about it, but the way in which the Trayvon Martin murder went down and the way that the system refused to even arrest Zimmerman for murdering Trayvon, and then when they were forced by outcry all across the country to put him on trial, put together a trial that exonerated him, move people to stand up in outrage. Look, if you remember that outrage, whether you experienced this for the first time or whether it's what you've lived with your whole life, if you remember how you felt, if you still can't think about that because, you know, what the fuck, what to make of something like that coming down. If you do think about it and can't sleep at night about it, you have to act on October 22nd. You have to be out among the people, mobilizing to bring others to it. This has to be a day when all across the country, people are taking to the streets in outrage, holding cultural events, teach-ins, and in other ways, spotlighting the horrific reality of police brutality and murder, the widespread repression, and the criminalization of whole generations of youth. This has got to be something that people respond to. And then even more than that, we have this thing, Wear Black on October 22nd, and people should do that. But we got to add a new ingredient to this, to it this year. This year, Wear Black and hoodies back up. Put your hoodies up, because we got to bring Trayvon out in a very big way in this. You know, because this actually brought to life the reality that a whole generation of youth have been just made permanent suspects in this society and can be brutalized and murdered, and nothing is going to be done to them. And we have to say in a loud, powerful, united voice, no more. No more will we sit back and allow this to go down. No more will this be allowed to go down without being met with determined, powerful opposition. So we have to spread this across the country. If you're on campus, you got to organize something on your campus, involve the students there in it. If, you know, you live in a housing project, work to get people together around that. If you're in a city that October 22nd is already planned to happen, hook up with the people doing it and be a part of that. But if you don't know of anybody doing anything in your city around October 22nd, then organize something and contact us, and we'll put you in touch with the October 22nd national office and get it all worked out. And if there's somebody else doing something, we'll put you together with them. But make sure that something is happening there. And see, this is very, very important from the perspective of dealing with the way in which large numbers of people were moved to ask big questions coming off of the Trayvon case. What does this mean? Black people who were saying, what does this mean for me? How do I talk to my children about this? What future can a society like this have for us? But also for white people who were saying, I don't want to be a part of a society where this could go down. This is very, very significant. And look, as a revolutionary communist, I'm going to be taking to people, and people who agree with that need to be taken to people, that this happens because of the very nature of this capitalist imperialist system. not only this horror, but the many other horrors, the vicious attacks on women in this society, the wars for empire, the drone missile strikes, the widespread government spying programs, and all the rest. That's where all of that comes from. And we can end all these horrors. Things don't have to be this way through revolution. We have the leadership for this revolution. And Bob Avakian, the leadership, the leader of the Revolutionary Communist Party, and the new understanding or synthesis of communism that he's developed. We've got a strategy and a plan for making this revolution. And we've got a vision for the kind of world and society that could be brought into being after the revolution. All of this needs to be out there for people, and I'm going to be working to bring that out to people. And people who want to dig into this and engage it should go to the website, revcom.us, because that strategy for revolution is there. The Constitution for a Future Socialist Republic in North America is there. And the works of Bob Avakian are also available there. You know, the film Revolution Nothing Less, which gets deeply into all that I've been talking about here today and much, much more. You can get hooked up with that through there. You could also get hooked up with Basics, which has quotations and essays from the writings of Bob Avakian. People need to check that out. People need to be engaging that. People need to be digging into it, and they need to be acting, especially on that day. Stop police brutality, repression, and the criminalization of a generation. Hoodies up and wear black, and no more to this official brutality and murder that this system has been bringing down, and repression that this system has been bringing down on people all across the country.